Wes Collins is here, as he is every Thursday morning, for Cinema Chat. Good to see you once again, sir.
Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful summer day today, so thank you, thank you, thank you, and I hope everyone's out enjoying the day. And,
well, what's the big word out of Hollywood this week?
Well, Jason Sudeikis, there's a lot of folks that have left Saturday Night Live. Bill Hader, Fred Armisen have left the cast, the 38th cast of the 38th season, and Jason Sudeikis, who's best known for doing Mitt Romney and a very, very talented actor. He's got a movie coming out on August 9th called We're the Millers, so they'll be rebuilding the Saturday Night Live cast.
He's been in a lot of movies of late, so I guess his career is just at a point where he can't do both.
Yeah, or he wants to focus on one over the other. He's been on Saturday Night Live for 10 years. The current cast has been around for, you know, quite a few years, about a decade. So anyway, it's about time. It's time for change, just because change is the only thing you can count on. And then Magic Mike, which a lot of folks liked a lot. Channing Tatum was involved with that. Both
you just
as
offended
a star.
About 70% of the female population.
Channing Tatum, he's a very talented guy, and he was a producer as well as the star of the film. He's going to be involved as a producer. Maybe he'll be in the show as well, but it's going to Broadway. So they're turning it from a movie into a musical, so we'll see how that goes. Steven Soderbergh,
who directed the film. And I think they're going to do a sequel too, right?
They are talking about a sequel as well. So they're going to cash in on that hit as well. They should. And then, you know, something that I know that you detest, but there's more Star Wars news out there. Star Wars 7, directed by J.J. Abrams. They're talking about Leonardo DiCaprio, Ryan Gosling, and Zac Efron as being in Star Wars Episode 7. However, apparently Leonardo DiCaprio, based on your advice to him, is not going to be in the movie. But Ryan Gosling and Zac Efron have both been talked about as the Luke Skywalker's son in the 7th version.
Now, is the story going to move forward at this point? You know, we had the original three, then we had three prequels, right?
Right, and then this leaps forward.
Beyond the original three.
Correct. I'm surprised you knew that. Anyway, the Toronto Film Festival is coming up September 5th through 15th, and they announced about 25% of the films that will be coming to that festival. 75 films were announced earlier this week. There'll be films by director Ron Howard and Paul Haggis, Nicole Hofacenter, Adam McGoyan, Ralph Fiennes, and many, many, many other. Matthew Weiner from Mad Men is going to have his directorial debut of a film. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Keanu Reeves, Mike Meyer, Jason Bateman, and a lot of other actors will be there as well. The gala screenings will be American Dreams in China, The Art of the Steel, August, Osage County, and Cold Eyes, which is a South Korean film. And then the opening night film is The Fifth Estate, which is a Bill Condon film, and the closing night film is Life of Crime, which will be
this has become one of the bigger festivals in the world, hasn't it?
It may be the best festival in the world. It is an industry festival, and it certainly rates up there. It's bigger than Sundance in terms of the number of films they screen, and they're less focused on American independent film. Obviously, it's a Canadian festival, and anyway, it's a great festival in a great town. And if you have a chance to get over to Toronto, September 5th through 15th. I think you'll find it worth your while. You have to wait in a lot of lines.
Traverse City Film Festival is coming up too, isn't it?
It is. It's next week. So I'll be going up there to help out my friends there. So that'll be good. I'm really happy. We have some interesting premieres tonight. We're going to premiere or do a pre-release screening of The Wolverine, which is actually opening Friday at the multiplexes. And this is a free screening, first come, first serve. And you can come check it out. And I haven't seen the film, but I understand the villain is a bitter nut. But that's just what I heard. So at 7 o'clock, you can come to the Michigan Theater. It is first come, first serve, and it is in the screening room. It's not in the historic theater. It's in the 200-seat screening room, so seating is limited. There's a few VIP tickets that will be seated first, and then any remaining seats will be available to anyone that wants to come. But again, it is free, and it's...
And this is the Hugh Jackman comic book hero... kind of thing.
It is, and it's gotten, you know, it's gotten pretty good reviews, not universally great reviews.
The people that like these series of movies love these movies.
Yes, absolutely. It's directed by James Mangold, who did a film, Night and Day, Night spelled with a K, which did not get very good reviews. And most of them say, you know, it kind of avoids, at least for the first two-thirds of it, the Saturday morning cartoon quality that a lot of times these films have. But at the end, it gets a little crazy and manic. But again, the reviews are like 67% positive, and that puts it in the fresh category, according to Rotten Tomatoes. So anyway, that's coming up on Friday at your local multiplex, as is The To-Do List, which is a comedy that's put together by Bill Hader's wife, Maggie Carey, who's a talented writer. And it features Bill Hader and Andy Samberg. And Audrey Plaza is the star of the film. And it's about a young woman who's the valedictorian of her class. It's set in 1993. She's a very, very good student, has a very uptight image, and decides she's going to have an activities list, a to-do list, of all the things that she missed out on in high school by being such a good girl and a good student. And it's vaguely based on the director and writer Maggie Carey's
experience. It is a list that wreaks horror and terror in the heart of every parent.
Every parent, absolutely. And it's a female version, coming of age and sexual comedy that again, has gotten some pretty good reviews, 75% positive reviews. I'm extreme, and then the other premiere thing that's happening at the Michigan Theater is on Monday, and this is a world premiere that is extremely special. On Monday at 8 o'clock, we are going to show the first episode of Low Winter Sun, which is the AMC channel's new short run drama. It's done on the channel that's best known for Mad Men and Breaking Bad. This movie, this TV series, is shot in Detroit. It stars Mark Strong and Lenny James and lots of other folks. And the creator of the series, Chris Mundy, as well as Mark Strong, who was in Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy and Zero Dark Thirty and a lot of other movies, and Lenny James, who was in The Walking Dead, Jericho, and Snatch, will be at the Michigan Theater along with a lot of other cast members. They'll be there to introduce the film. They'll be there to do a Q&A. And this Q&A is actually going to be broadcast to 20 other theaters around the country. So this is a very special thing that was put together through the Art House Convergence, this conference that I run with Sundance. That connection with Sundance allowed us to do this. And it's only at the Michigan Theater live. So this is going to be in the historic theater. There'll be lots of seating capacity. Monday, July 29th, Low Winter Sun, a world premiere of the TV show that actually plays on AMC on
August 11th. And I
love that
shot in Detroit and kind of uses that as its center. You know, we had a TV show here a couple of years ago. Got a lot of backlash and didn't last very long, but I'm hoping this one works out.
Absolutely, and it's about a police officer who murders a fellow Detroit detective, and it appears that he got away with the perfect crime in the way that this worked out, but obviously it affects his life and a lot of other people that go through the drama. So Low Winter Sun, Monday, 8 o'clock, be there. It's free, and you just come on in, and we'll let you see this very special event.
I understand they're showing, or they're shooting part of the Transformers movie in downtown Detroit
right now.
Well.
It'd
be funny if they intersected somehow.
Low Winter Transformer. No. Low Winter Sun, Monday, 8 o'clock. Now, on Friday, we open up a film, Renoir, which is a French film about the painter Pierre-Auguste Renoir and his middle son, Jean Renoir, who was a famous filmmaker who did Grand Illusion and Rules of the Game. The movie is set in 1950 when Jean Renoir comes back after being injured in World War I that's ongoing at the time. Pierre-Auguste Renoir is in declining health. He's age 74. And this very vibrant young woman, Andrea, comes into their lives. She's a spark of energy for the painter, becomes his last model, is a romantic interest of Jean Renoir and, of course, Pierre-Auguste Renoir.
So is it truly biographical or is it based on a true story?
Well, it's
that kind of thing.
Any movie movie's going to be based on a true story.
But these events in some form happen.
Yes, and it's set in the French Riviera at the home of Pierre Auguste Renoir. Very lush, and the reviews have been very strong. Tom Long of the Detroit News, it's warm colors and sweet dreams of light and love of both the countryside and human form. It makes you dream of painting or making movies or just luxuriating in the brilliance. Kenneth Turin from the Los Angeles Times, a lush, involving film that deals not with one Renoir, but two, as well as the strong-minded woman who was a key player in both their lives. The New York Times loved it. Go see Renoir. It opens on Friday. It'll play for just about a week at the Michigan Theater, and you don't want to miss this beautiful fridge. Much Ado About Nothing, which we were playing for about 3 weeks. It went away. It came back, and it's going to be at the State Theater. So if you missed it, go check it out. This is Joss Whedon's film, Much Ado About Nothing, shot in 12 days. A great film. It's a lot of fun to see Shakespeare done the way that it's done. Rocky is our summer classic film that's going to be on Sunday and Tuesday. This won an Academy Award for Sylvester Stallone. If you haven't seen The Way, Way Back, it's everybody's favorite film of the summer with Steve Carell, Toni Collette, Sam Rockwell, and lots of other good folks. And then 20 Feet from Stardom, if you haven't seen that, go check that out. And that is the movie lineup for this particular
Certainly
week.
Plenty of choices. We'll Absolutely. Cover new and more choices next week as part of Cinema Chat. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you have been listening to Cinema Chat, and you find it only on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Star Wars.